The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Holy Father, keep those you have given me true to your name, so that they may be one like us. While I was with them, I kept those you have given me true to your name. I have watched over them, and not one is lost, except the one who chose to be lost. And this was to fulfill the scriptures. But now I am coming to you, and while still in the world, I say these things to share my joy with them to the full. I passed your word on to them, and the world hated them, because they belong to the world, no more than I belong to the world. I am not asking you to remove them from the world, but to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, so that they too may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
That second reading makes a great deal of the word love. It comes up repeatedly, about five times altogether. And that reading concludes with one of the most famous sentences in the whole of Scripture. Just three words. God is love. All of us have some idea of what that means. The great thing about our faith is that its truths can be explained very simply, and yet those beliefs are so deep that you could spend a whole lifetime trying to puzzle them out. We were actually made by God to give and to receive love. As I say, part of that is very simple to explain, and a lot isn't. I remember once reading the autobiography of Bertrand Russell, one of our greatest British philosophers, and he started off by saying, throughout my life, I have looked for love. Now, he wrote those words when he was well into his 90s, so he had a lot of time to think about it. But he never really got to the heart of the problem. But there's another aspect of love as well, which we should consider. And that's really brought out in the gospel reading. Because this time, instead of repeating the word love, Jesus repeats the word true and truth. And that actually comes up even more often. And what he's saying is, to his disciples, while praying to his Heavenly Father at the Last Supper, so the disciples were there and heard him, he was saying, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, love is partly a question of obeying our Heavenly Father. And one of the wonderful things about our church is this. Despite the appalling behaviour of some of our leaders down the centuries, our church still teaches what our Lord commanded. There's a very wonderful hymn written by Cardinal Newman, St. John Henry Newman, "Firmly I Believe and Truly." And one of those verses says, "And I hope in, and I hold in veneration for the love of him alone. Holy Church as his creation and her teachings as his own." So we are guaranteed that presence of Christ in the church. As we look towards Pentecost Sunday, we look towards that outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon our church. And in that outpouring, there's a wonderful section in Paul's letter, St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. And there it lists all the gifts of the Spirit. And there are three gifts which I'd like to mention today. They are love, joy, and peace. And as you know only too well, all those things are in pretty short supply in our world today. So use the bulletin where there's details of a novena to the Holy Spirit and keep asking for those gifts of love, joy, and peace. God bless.